Hello, this is Patricia Casey, and I'm here to you again this afternoon to talk about You Can Cook Too. The recipe I'm doing for you now is one you almost certainly have never made. If you go to Indian restaurants, you may have had it as a dessert, but this is the recipe for Kulfi, the Indian dessert so beloved of many people. It is very high in calories, so I think I should issue a health warning with it. If you have got high cholesterol, it'll send your cholesterol through the roof for a day or so at least anyway. But it's very simple to make. It's a bit finicky here and there, but we'll come to that in a moment. Don't let that put you off. You need a can of evaporated milk. You need a cup of double cream. You need a can of sweetened condensed milk. You see where I'm going about the sugar and the cholesterol? Then you need cardamom seeds or cardamom. Yes, cardamom seeds. You open the pods and take out the seeds. And you can actually get ground cardamom. You can buy it. And then you need pistachio nuts. Let's talk about the method now. This, by the way, will serve four. So in a large bowl, you stir together evaporated milk, for which you need a 14-ounce can. You need a cup of double cream or heavy cream, as it's called. You need a 14-ounce can of sweetened condensed milk. And you mix them all together. Now, evaporated milk and condensed milk are quite different. Don't think you can use them interchangeably. They're quite different. They sell them in all of the supermarkets. And of course, if you go into an ethnic shop, an Indian or Pakistani ethnic shop, you'll get them. So you stir together all of these. And then to that, you add 2 teaspoons of ground cardamom. Now, you can do 2 things. You can buy your own cardamom pods. You can open them and take out the cardamom seeds and crush the seeds gently so as to bring out the flavour. Or you can add cardamom powder. In any event, you need teaspoons of whether it's the seeds or the powder. The seeds look nicer, but the powder is much less work because you can just buy it in the spices rack in any supermarket. And then you need 1/2 cup ground pistachio nuts. And you can, again, get the pistachio nuts themselves and open them up with your fingers. Make sure you don't have long nails because they'll get chipped. Or you can, in some places, buy the nuts removed from their cover and cut them up and grind them yourself. You take that, the milks and the cream, and then you simply add in the cardamoms and the pistachios, and you can put them into molds like a jelly mold, or into a dish for single serving ice creams, or into a plastic container like you would if you were making ice cream the ordinary way, and you freeze it overnight. You mix it every few hours until it really begins to get thick, because otherwise the nuts will rise up to the top and there won't be any through the texture of the ice cream. That is the short way to make kulfi. I suppose the real way to make kulfi, and I'm not going to give you the recipe or just tell you about it, is to take ordinary milk and boil it down for about 3 hours while you sit over the pan and watch it reduce until it becomes a thick, condensed, sweet liquid. And that's the way, I suppose, it's done in real life when the Indian people are making it for their own feasts. But for us, this tastes just as good, in my opinion, and it's well worth doing. It doesn't take long to do. The most difficult bit is cutting into the pistachio nuts or the cardamom seed. And what you do when you're serving it, make sure that you dip the server into some boiling water before you serve it, because it's very strongly frozen, the dessert. You may even want to take it out of the freezer for a little while and leave it in the fridge for a couple of hours just to be less solid. And then you put some more crushed pistachios on top. It's a wonderful recipe and it is fit for any dinner party. It's very heavy though, so one serving is probably enough to begin with. What other composer or musician could I think of to accompany it but Ravi Shankar? And Ravi Shankar was an Indian musician who played the zither. He lived until 2012 to the grand old age of 92. And the name Ravi means the sun, and he was born into a large family of seven children, two of whom died sadly in childhood. And he was brought up by his mother in a Brahmin community because his father left when just before Ravi was born. He left the family in poverty. He himself had been a magistrate in the Indian government, and he came to London and practiced law in London. Ravi's mother and the family stayed behind, and he became a very famous sitar player. He's also famous for, I think, bringing Indian classical music to Europe. And I heard him before he died, probably about 2010 or 2011, playing at the Edinburgh International Festival. Now, I have to say he didn't play very much because he was quite an elderly man, but either his daughter or his niece accompanied him, and they did most of the playing. But he was there in person, and there was certainly an aura about him. His name and his fame engulfed the crowd, and it was a very nice experience indeed, even for me, who I'm not particularly interested in or au fait with Indian music. He's very famous for his association with two people, with the violinist Yehudi Menuhin, with whom he played on several recordings, but even more famously, George Harrison of Beatles. Ravi Shankar took some criticism in India for that because it was assumed that he approved of the sort of pot-smoking, libertarian activities of the Beatles. But in fact, he didn't. And despite this, he still maintained a lifelong friendship with Harrison, and they did a lot together. They did several concerts together in 1971 to raise money for Bangladesh, which was a new state at the time. They also travelled in America and did concerts in America, and of course did very many recordings there. I'm going to play their best known one for you today, which is Within You, Without You.
Really only very small, life flows on.